We're in Itsu, not far from Piccadilly Circus. It is myself, Christian Payne, documentary, ourmaninside.com, and sat over the table from me, because we are in a sushi bar, is...
Solo Bass Steve, a.k.a. Steve Lawson. SteveLawson.net.
It's great plugging yourself sometimes, because you do bore... I bore myself. But it's so important to get it out there. I've been listening to some people on podcasts, and there's this big plug at the end, and I remember what it's like to actually podcast, and I must remember that Audio Boo is a podcast. It's a mini podcast, and sometimes people are driving, they're doing other stuff, they haven't even got time to look at what they've clicked on. So it is good, because you do loads of video, loads of other stuff as well as your music, and people need to know about this. I think
that it's part of it is remembering that you've heard something cool and trying to follow it up afterwards, and that there's a reason why radio DJs are constantly branding themselves in the third person. You're listening to Mark and Lard. And, you know, it's kind of, they don't go, you're listening to me,
because
me doesn't mean anything. Yeah, indeed. How old am I?
Yeah. So, yeah.
You're listening to Simon Bates in the morning. When I listen to Simon Bates on a Saturday morning, that's what I hear.
Oh, God, there are some DJs really, really, really great me, definitely. But some, I do like a bit of Radio 4 at the moment, I must admit.
Yeah, that's about the only radio I listen to. But... that, and of course Pods and Blogs, which is on Radio 5.
Oh yeah, of course. I was just telling Steve that this is in fact the sushi bar that Litvinenko was poisoned with radiation and died a slow and painful death, and was very angry about it, as he would be. And I can't remember, I think Jason Jarrett told me that whilst I was sat eating, just as I did to you. And the meme continues.
Indeed, I did feel slightly differently about my wasabi soup as a result of hearing that piece of information.
I'm quite partial to a bit of sushi. You have managed to find a vegetarian dish in here, so they do cater for all.
They do.
How was it?
It was delicious, actually. Yeah, I'd never had veggie sushi before, and my lovely wife, Lobelia, had been telling me about veggie sushi for a long time, and so I've got to try it, but she is going to kill me for trying it without her being here.
Well, you can bring her back. Just maybe don't mention Litvinenko and radiation. My friend Giles, Kaya Media on Twitter, he often goes around with a Geiger counter in his pocket, not because he's paranoid about the end of the world or anything, but because he's a geek and he likes gadgets. Because he can. And do you know where he found the most radiation? Now, he's been going into antique shops, he's been checking out clock faces, all kinds of bits and bobs. Do you know where the most radiation he found was?
Parliament.
Oh no, don't, please don't say radiation of Parliament on my podcast. He found it in the tables in McDonald's, because they're granite.
Oh, and granite has a half-life of whatever. Yeah,
it has kind of a resident radiation level in there. So next time you are in McDonald's, hopefully, never, not that I'm going to tell you not to go there, you might have kids that have been brainwashed.
It's the food that keeps on cooking.
Yes, think about that when you hear a clicking sound in the background. That might be Giles testing your table. Our table is great. Your miso soup is nearly gone. I'm going to get myself a lovely tasty beverage, because they do some stuff called detox here that I really think does actually detox me. And then I'm going to think about getting the tube and heading back north. Lovely. It was really good to see you today.
Nice to see you too, sir. Farewell.
Farewell.